It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Let's talk a little Red Wing hockey. I want to call them the Dead Things, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for right now. But they have gone 7 without a win. They have hit basic rock bottom after Saturday's performance in Montreal, or lack of a performance in Montreal. Bobby McKillop, you were watching that game. Where was I Saturday? I was at the Prowler game, and I got the text from you that you were very frustrated was how I read those texts, that you just think that this team has quit, basically, and they're not showing any life at all.
Well, listen, and you and I have been around each other a long time, and listen, I was in Quad City on the bad end of a couple 7-1, 8-1 hockey games. I'm not saying you can't get blown out. Pittsburgh got blown out twice this year early. A couple other teams have been blown out pretty bad. It's not that. Listen, I just didn't see, like, Gallagher was just kept running around. Like there was no compete. There was no, oh, yeah, no problem. I get it. You're going to tattoo us for the second night in a row? No problem, man. Go ahead, touch that puck. Go ahead. Game's over. The game's over. Like, let's be physical. Let's make sure these guys know that, you know, hey, you're not putting 6 on the board. You're not putting 7. You're definitely not putting 8. Oh, you just put 8. Well, you're definitely not putting 9. If you're gonna put 9, then you know things are gonna get real ugly here. I wouldn't do it if I were you. And I just didn't see that. Now, is that part of the makeup of who they are? Yes, it is. 100%, it is. But you know, I don't expect Zetterberg. I don't expect. You know, some of these other guys, but I do expect Avocator. I do expect some of these other guys to go out there and go, enough is enough. Like, enough's enough. You take a look at that game last night. I don't know if anybody had a chance to take a look at the Washington-San Jose game. Two teams that don't even need to see each other. They see each other twice a year. Next time they'll see each other is in the Stanley Cup final. And Joe Thornton gave Oshie a 50-50. It was a 50-50. Oshie was on his way down. Gave him a little tattoo with his butt. Hit his head into the boards. Oshie ends up, I assume, having a concussion. And Tom Wilson, a tough guy, a legitimate heavyweight in the National Hockey League, played in Plymouth here with the Whalers. He goes after Joe Thornton. Joe Thornton takes his helmet off. They fight. Away they go. It turned into a pretty chippy hockey game in a 3-1 game. I just don't see it. I don't see the compete here. I just don't. With a team that needs to show compete, I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, okay, there's Witkowski, but he's suspended for 10 games. There's Abdelkader, and maybe, I mean, Erickson will fight, but Erickson doesn't go looking for it. They don't have the makeup. And this is part of the reason why I don't think they win in the playoffs either, all these years that they've been going out in the first round. There's no sandpaper. There's no grit. There's no attitude. You know, there's no intimidation factor at all. And I'm not saying you go out and you have to brawl with teams, because the game isn't played that way anymore. The Red Wings don't scare anybody. They're not hard to play against. And it's not because their players aren't trying, Killer. The effort is there most of the time. It's just that they're not the type of players that play that way. They're perimeter, fancy pants players that don't go to dirty areas. Every year I got to hear Red Wing coaches and GMs and people going, we need to score more dirty goals. We need to score more dirty goals. How many times can you give that speech? You don't score dirty goals because you don't have dirty players.
And listen, this is becoming a very repetitive conversation. You know, I talked about it 3 months ago before the season even started. This is nothing new. This is their roster. This is who they are. You cannot be where you're at right now in the middle of a homestand. They got 4 home games left, 4 tough home games. And then they go on the road. They got Toronto as their first road. they see the next 12 games after these four games are all Eastern Conference teams that they're going to be begging to either close the gap or separate themselves from, because the reality of it is that they're not out of it. They legitimately are not out of it. And now it's time. Now it's real gut check time. Here's the problem. You have one of the best teams in the National Hockey League coming in your building tonight. This hockey team can flat out play.
The next two games. The next two. You got Winnipeg tonight, St. Louis on Saturday.
I haven't got St. Louis.
What do you think is the most likely thing, though? You end your seven-game slide, or your slide goes to nine games?
If you're going to win this game tonight, you're going to have to be a really, really competitive, physical hockey team. This team is lighting teams up. Now, they're lighting teams up in Winnipeg. The game the other night that they had with Ottawa was an interesting game. But this is a big meet. Look at, they got Luke Scheifele's on fire. Ehlers, the best player, one of the best players in the National Hockey League, Blake Wheeler right now. How about the goaltenders on fire? And then they have one of the purest goal scorers at 6'5" in Patrick Laine, the second pick overall to Austin Matthews last year, who's got something like 49 goals in 100 games played. And you got Trouba. I mean, this is a big physical hockey team. And when I'm reading between the lines, I kind of waited for something to happen over the last couple of days. I waited for somebody to make a statement. Everybody's just kind of mums the word with everything going on as far as down there. Listen, we can blame Jeff Blashill all you want. You can talk about Jeff Blashill, what he does bring to the table, what he doesn't bring to the table, who he is, what he is or isn't doing. At this point, 100% of the blame is on the personnel in that room. It's up to you as a player to come to play, to not allow those games to happen. I don't need to have a conversation with you that starts and ends with, hey, we need to be better. We need to hold ourselves more accountable. As an individual, that will make us better as a team. What did I do today to make us better? How did I prepare myself? Who was I on the bus? Who was I on the plane? Who was I when I got to the rink? And who was I when that puck dropped? Did I do everything I could to make us successful? Was I giving it everything I had? Am I doing the right things for us to be successful? Those are the conversations those guys are having in that room. It's on them. It's not up to me as a coach to get the whip out and start cracking the whip. It's not. I've already done it. I can't do it anymore. I cannot do it anymore.
Well, I'm going to give you some numbers here, Killer. And
I don't even want to hear them.
They're going to make you groan. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear them.
And you know how I protect the kids, and I love the kids, and I can at least understand when you're losing with the kids and they're making mistakes. But Dylan Larkin, 3 points during the seven-game streak, -9, hasn't scored a goal. Mantha, got 2 goals and 3 points in the 7 games, but -9. Green, 1 point, -10 during the streak. Zetterberg, no goals, 3 points, -2. Tatar's got 3 goals in the last 7 games, -9. No goals for Nyquist, -4. Franz Nielsen, 1 goal. He scored his first goal in 9 games the other night against Montreal, -7. Didn't they bring him in because he was a good defensive player? Athanasiu, 1 goal, 2 points, -7. Helm, no goals, 1 point, -5. Glendening, -6. Jensen, no points, -6. Daly for the season, 1 point, -9. DeKeyser, 10 games, no points, -10. He's been a minus in 8 straight games.
You show me a hockey team that's in the middle of a losing streak, I'll show you a bunch of bad hockey players statistically, right? I mean, you listen, we just got outscored massively. What was it, 16-3? Was that what it was?
16-4. We're going to be minus. I can't believe we gave up 16 goals to Montreal.
In two games.
In two games.
And Montreal's been struggling massively. But again, there's something that is not working in that room. Is it the leadership? Is it the direction we're going? Is it how we're handling ourselves? There's something not working. So whether you agree with it or whether you not agree with it, the first thing that happens in a situation like this is the first guy to get looked at is obviously you can't trade them all, is you're going to take a look at your coach and you're going to go from there. That's just it. So poor Blash, whether you love him, whether you hate him, whether you like him, whether you don't, he's on the block. He knows he is. He knows he's on the hot seat. And now he's going to try and get these guys to play. But again, for me as a player, it's real simple. When you're in that situation, you have to work your way out of it. You have to work your way out of it. You have to be held more accountable now than ever. You can't try and do it all yourself. You got to stick to the game plan, get pucks in deep, be real quick, and like you said, be a heavy team. Be a really tough team to play against. Make them earn the dirty areas. Make them earn their ice. Make them earn their goals. That's the only way you can do it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this before I let you go. All right. Jeff Blashill wins a championship down in Grand Rapids. A lot of the guys that were down there that helped him win that championship are now with the Red Wings. Wouldn't you think he'd be grateful to those players who helped him get an NHL job by winning for him down there? That's why he got the job in Detroit, because he won down there. And he won with those guys. So why, when you get them all back up here?
He's won everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. Why, when you get up here in Detroit, though, are the guys you single out, the guys that got you your job, instead of the guys that really need to be called out here?
Listen, I feel bad for the guy. He has a relationship with these guys. He feels like he can hold these guys more accountable. I feel bad for him. I really do. I really do. It's I would be losing my mind. The pin would have fallen out 4 games ago, and it would be a very bad place to be right now. It'd be a very, very, very bad place to be. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your legacy is. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what you've done for the organization. We are absolutely pathetic right now. You're a piece of it, and we're going to figure this out together, or the pain is coming. It would be a horrible place to be. It'd be a horrible place to be.
Well, that's all right. Kenny fixed everything. He traded Wilson to Buffalo.
I know. let it go. I know. Listen, here's something to look for, Stuck, before I go. This will not continue without a major change. So if it's ugly tonight, and ugly is a 3 or 4 goal spread, he's done.
Yeah, because they don't play again until Saturday, and I can't see them losing tonight and standing pat until Saturday. I agree with you. I think something will happen if they don't win the hockey game tonight.
I don't know about when. They need to compete. They need to compete. This can't be a 2-3-4 goal. This can't be a 3. This can't be a game that we're trailing. And you better see compete on that ice tonight, or it's done. It's all done.
All right, Keller, all right, thanks.
Brother. Thanks, man.
We'll see you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more.